Joining the Red River Farm Network is National Cattlemen's Beef Association, Colin Woodall. And Colin, let's chat a little bit. I think the first item of business to address would be there was recently a spot marketing bill introduced by a couple of senators, Senator Chuck Grassley of Iowa and John Tester of Montana. And so what is NCBA's stance regarding this bill and any concerns that the organization may have?
So NCBA's position on spot market purchase requirements goes back for many years. This is something that Senator Grassley has proposed before, and NCBA's policy is very clear that we do not support mandatory government intervention actions in the marketplace. That is where we have been on his previous proposals, and that's where we are on his 50% proposal that was introduced this week. And it's also important to remember that the policy that NCBA stands on is policy that is debated by NCBA members, not packers, NCBA members, and voted on by NCBA members, and that's what we utilize to take our positions on things such as the Grassley Bill.
With the cattle prices and markets in general gaining a lot of media attention as of late, and two, the investigation launched by the Department of Justice into price discrepancies, what sort of a solution or what sort of a stance is NCBA seeking on all of this?
You know, the one thing that we do agree with Senator Grassley on is that we do need more price discovery. And we also agree with Senator Grassley that we do need more cash trade, and cash trade is going to help with price discovery. But we have been working with economists at Colorado State University, and what we have found quite clearly is that the percentage of cash trade needed for price discovery varies from region to region. And that's why a blanket approach, we don't believe, is going to help everybody. It may help some, but not everybody. And we are a national trade association. We have to keep that in mind. And then also, again, just the fact that it is mandatory is problematic for us. Now, we do have a working group that has been looking at this issue and trying to find some other alternatives because we would always like to find something that the industry can do on our own rather than having the government get involved, because it's been our experience that when you ask the government to get involved in your business, they never have a program that works out quite as you would have expected it to, and then you spend years trying to fix it.
So what other pieces of legislation is NCBA focused on right now? A couple of important things moving through Congress as we speak.
Congress is really focused on one thing right now, and that is the next stimulus package as part of their overall comprehensive COVID-19 response. And a portion of that is going to be money, more money for the direct payment programs that will be coming to farmers and ranchers. And NCBA is engaged in that to make sure that not only is there enough money to cover cow-calf producers, stockers, feeders, seed stock producers, but also to make sure that the parameters of the program are ones that allow as many producers as possible to participate. And that's going to be a significant part of the discussions that we will continue to have with the Senate now that the House has already introduced their version of the next stimulus bill.
When do we foresee this stimulus bill making extreme progress and ultimately getting passed?
It's really hard to tell at this point in time just because the Senate has already made a couple of public comments that they want to continue to see how the first program, the first legislation, really is having an impact. And then since this came from the House first, there's not going to be a whole lot of welcome reception from Senate Republicans to act upon Speaker Pelosi's bill. So the political component of that will also delay it. So this very easily could be something that probably slips into June.
Is there any update on the payment limitation talk? Because I know there was a lot of word floating around with groups, for the payments and those not for the payment limitations. So what was NCBA's response to that?
So the payment limitations were put in place by USDA, not by Congress. And that was something that they had the authority to do. But we have been very, very vocal in our support of raising those payment limits. We're not talking about eliminating the payment limits, but we are trying to increase those so that way producers of all size have the opportunity to participate if they have demonstrated losses. Of course, we'll know more as soon as the final program rolls out as to whether or not USDA made the decision to increase those payment limits or keep them at the level that everybody anticipates that they will be at, which was a part of their earlier proposal, which was $125,000 per commodity and a cap of $250,000 per entity.
And do we know when any of those program details might be released?
This afternoon, USDA is actually hosting a conference call with producers from across the country to talk to them about the process to apply, what kind of information they may have to need, where to go. I do believe that that is a precursor to us seeing more details of the program, which could potentially come out later this week or early next week. The Secretary of Agriculture has made it very clear that he wants checks in producers' hands by the end of May, and if they are going to be successful in doing that, they're going to have to get those program details out pretty fast.